This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex. I'm joined by the author, Tony Dussault. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, you have got this brand new book out. I'm holding it in front of me.
Yes.
Showing it to you. I'm sure you've seen it before. It is B-Boy, Clash of the Killer Queens.
That's right. Yes, my first fiction story for children.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Well, B-Boy is about a little boy called Melvin Meadley, who lives at the top of a high-rise flat with his mum, and he keeps a beehive on the roof. And one day when he is checking his bees, he blows smoke into the beehive. That's what beekeepers have always done to calm the bees down so you don't get stung when you check them. He's blowing the smoke into the beehive and the smoke wraps around him and shrinks him down into the hive where he becomes a bee boy. And he quickly realises that he is the protector of his bees. That's what he's been chosen to do. In fact, he's the protector of all bees, really. And that's where the adventures start, because bees have got lots of enemies, so he has to protect them from wasps and hornets and moths.
And this is quite a big job, protecting all bees. That's quite a big deal.
It is, yeah. That's the big picture, you know. But, yeah. So, yeah, that's the sort of where the adventures start. But there are battles inside the hive and outside as well, because his neighbours aren't very happy with him keeping a beehive on the roof of their home. So he has a bit of trouble with them as well, and at school. He's always trying to persuade the kids that bees are great, you know. Bees are brilliant. That's the name of his school project. Bees are brilliant. But they're not having it. They're just not very interested in bees. So he struggles to persuade them. And Norman Crodwell...
What a name.
The school bully makes his life hell, so yeah.
So what made you interested in bees? Was there a reason that you were like, we need to write about bees?
Yeah, well, I've been working as the illustrator of Horrible Science for a long time, 22 years, in fact. And in that time, I've got more and more interested in sort of the natural world. That's my favourite thing, biology and so on. And yeah, bugs, insects have always fascinated me. And my mum was a beekeeper for a while.
Right.
So I think that's probably what got me started. That was after I'd left home, but when I came back, I used to help her. And one day, the bees were swarming, which means that the queen, the old queen bee, who's in charge of the hive, leaves with other bees to set up a new nest. And so the bees swarmed and they landed up in a tree. And I had to help my mum shake this big swarm of bees down into an empty hive. It was quite exciting because I didn't have a beekeeper's suit.
I was going to say, were you not a bit scared of being stung?
I was, yeah. I had rubber gloves on, as I remember. It was quite a long time ago. And I borrowed someone's coat and put it on back to front. But I didn't get stung, actually.
I would have been petrified of just...
Yeah. I have been stung quite badly fairly recently. I'm learning to be a beekeeper.
I was just going to ask, actually, yeah. Do you have your own hive?
Not yet, but I'm hoping to get one. Well, I am going to get one in the spring. And I've been watching my neighbour with his bees, Dick. He's got 4 beehives. So we lift the lid and take a peek into the world of the honeybee, which is amazing. But the first time I went up there to check his bees with him, I didn't have a beekeeper's suit, so I had to borrow his. And Dick is quite a bit shorter than me, so the trouser legs came up to just below my knees, so I had to stretch my socks up to bridge the gap. And unfortunately, they can't sting through the bee suit, but they can sting through socks. One bee stung me. When a bee stings, it sends out a sort of chemical message. It's called a pheromone, which alerts all the other bees. So I had one sting, and then within seconds, both my ankles were covered in bees, and I was being stung, and it was very, very painful. So I was running around the field, waving my hands and trying to brush them off. But they pursue you, and they followed me all the way across the field up to the house. And... it was very painful. I escaped into the kitchen and had to put cream on.
It feels very ungrateful of them to sting you when you've just written a whole book about them.
I know. I'm trying to help little creatures and all they can do is attack me. But actually, I think, you know, well, it was painful. How clever are they? You know, they're very small and yet they were able to make me run for my life. Well, I couldn't run the next day because the poison from the bee stings went up my left leg to my knee, and it was really painful for 2 days.
Oh, man.
And then it disappeared. So I learnt my lesson.
So the book itself is it's pictures and writing, and it's really fun and really action-packed.
Thank you, yes. It's highly illustrated.
Yeah. How long did it take you to do all of it, put it together?
Ooh, I should think it's about 6 months' work. The illustrations take a long time. Well, the writing takes quite a long time as well, but illustrations do tend to take a bit longer than the writing process.
Which do you prefer?
Oh, well, I've been illustrating for a lot longer than I've been writing, so I'm sort of really excited now to be doing both. It's lovely. I'm very lucky to be able to sort of think of a story and then write it and then draw the pictures that go with it. So, yeah, I like both. I like the whole process, really.
Am I right in thinking this is going to be a few books as well? You're going to be a trilogy, is that right?
That's right, yes. This is the first one, and there's two others. I'm just working on the third one now. The second one's finished, yes.
Oh, right, already finished?
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
And illustrated, yeah. So that'll be out in the summer.
Now, you might know this. I was wondering, how long does it take to make a jar of honey, or how many bees does it take? What's the...
That is a good question. Now, it would take thousands of bees to make a whole jar of honey. One bee, because bees don't live very long, it's only the worker bees. Most of the bees in a hive are worker bees. They're all female, and they live for about 6 weeks. And in its whole life, a bee will make about a 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey. So not very much. Oh. So you can imagine how many bees it takes to make a whole jar. And to make a whole jar, they have to visit about 2 million flowers.
Wow.
And between them, they will have all flown about 50,000 miles.
I almost feel guilty about eating
some
honey.
I know, just one bit of toast and honey. I know, you need to think about it now. You know, think of all the lives that went into that, just that piece of toast, you know. Yeah, no, it's amazing, really.
I won't take it for granted. So we do a thing on Fun Kids where when we interview authors, we do a kind of quick fire round of questions.
Right.
Is that okay to do with you right now? Is that
yeah,
all
right? Go for it.
Cool. Okay, so books or Kindles?
Books.
Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Bumblebee or honeybee?
Honeybee.
Oh, that was quick. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
TV.
Writing or reading?
Writing.
Honey or jam?
Ooh, tricky. Honey.
You've got to stay on brand.
I've got to stay on brand. I do like jam.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia. Yeah.
Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Roald Dahl.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour.
And the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Oh, you're so close to being perfect. So we should say, B-Boy Clash of the Killer Queens is out right now.
Yes.
And everybody should go and run and get it.
Definitely. I think everybody should find out about these amazing little insects. They're so incredible and so important to us as well, because they pollinate the plants that we grow for food. So we need bees. It's not just the honey that is the important thing. It's the fact that they pollinate all our plants. So, yeah, important insects and hopefully an exciting story.
It's a really fun, exciting book, and it's just really, like, just really cool inside as well.
Thank you.
It's excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, Tony.
Thank you very much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.